This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Looters destroyed Philadelphia businesses during a second night of unrest Tuesday. It all started Monday afternoon in West Philly when 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. came at arriving officers with a knife. He was ordered to drop the knife. Mr. Wallace ignored commands and kept coming at police before being shot. Walter Wallace Sr. tells 6 Action News in Philadelphia, COVID-19 is partially to blame.
We all got mental illness between COVID-19 and all this other thing. Mental illness come in, especially when you see people die and call it invisible death. We got to get a cure for this virus.
Both officers involved were wearing body cameras. Hurricane Zeta is at New Orleans' front door this hour. The fortunate aspect, this is a fairly fast-moving storm and should be moving inland fairly quickly. Reported winds are 90 miles an hour. The ocean swells are 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Americans have cast half the total votes counted in 2016. With a few days left to go until the general election, 69.5 million early votes have been cast as of Tuesday, 50.4% of the total turnout from the last presidential cycle. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. There were 47.2 million early votes cast in all of 2016. President Trump's campaign was hacked. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
The president's campaign continues today in southern Nevada and in Arizona. Joe Biden's campaign was in Georgia on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. We had a chance to do something, but it made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of 3 events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, that brings a special allure to it, allure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, that clock. And I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and it starts with being an informed voter. That's absolutely critical. You don't want to be one of those low IQ voters that people have talked about over the years. And Debbie Withnow joins us now. She's the president of iVoter Guide. And, you know, we're going to be talking about, of course, the election that's underway. People are already voting in every state of the union, Debbie. So welcome to the show to help us understand. And for those of us that are still yet to vote, you know, let's make sure that they go in empowered and with knowledge, right?
Oh, completely. Bill, thanks so much for having me on the show. And that's why iVoter Guide exists, is to give voters the tools that they need to identify candidates that share their values, their biblical values, and to elect them to represent them, because we're giving them authority over our lives, and we need to be good stewards of that responsibility to vote wisely.
And the thing that amazes me, Debbie, even, you know, talking with people in the church and other people of faith, that where they just do not even understand the basic platforms of the two parties. We have on our website at BillMartinezLive.com FRC's breakdown, a parallel breakdown of the key issues that we need to be aware of, that, you know, when voting, and gives you their, according to their own language, what they stand for on the various critical issues of our life. So if you are committed to voting your values, this helps as well. It's also supported with, you know, some scripture alongside each of the critical topics. So you've been doing iVoter Guide since 2012, right?
That's correct. That's mm-hmm. correct. And we also look at the party platform as well, and have a staff member who read through the entire Democratic updated platform. And we have direct quotes from each of the party platforms on six key issues, as well as what the Bible says about it on our website.
Okay.
iVoterGuide.com.
iVoterGuide.com, right?
Correct.
Excellent. And so, you know, for you to do this, and there's been other entities that we've known that, you know, have done this in process, but I think you're probably one of the first to do this on a national level, right?
I think it's the first on a national level, and it's the first, at least as far as I know, online yet personalized voter guide. So when you go to iVoterGuide.com, it's not a PDF that we're going to send you. You enter mm-hmm. your voting address or your zip code, and we'll show you a personalized ballot of just the races on your ballot. It works from your desktop. It works from your cell phone. And it's easy for you to you don't have to know that I'm in House District 30 or mm-hmm. Congressional District 10. We customize that for you. And the other thing, a couple things that are unique, is that we really dive for data. It's not just a survey. Mm-hmm. We have gathered campaign finance data to see who they gave money to, because that tells a lot about your values. We've got scorecards. So if that's the best predictor of what somebody's going to do in the future, is what have they done in the past. So even people running for Congress who are former state legislators, we've gathered their state legislative scorecards from both conservative and liberal groups. We've got all their endorsements, as well as their survey, And then the thing that's really unique is we have volunteer panelists who vet each candidate. They dive through all of the data. They read their website. They watch their YouTube videos. And then they rate them from very conservative to very liberal, kind of vetting and giving you the average voter that doesn't have the inclination or the time to dive through all that, a side-by-side comparison of their political philosophies of how they'll vote when they're elected.
I just did it right now. I mean, it took me 2 seconds. Put in my address, my zip code, and here's all the breakdown. You know, federal race, you know, for the president, you know, Joe Biden's there, Donald Trump, of course, Mike Pence, and the rating from liberal to very conservative. You've got the meter right there next to each candidate, so it makes it pretty easy, you know, to understand, you know, what's going on. And
and then if you click on more, you get to see the data behind that evaluation. So you don't take our word for it. You can verify.
Wow, this is awesome, because this gives us a deeper dive into this, and we know in some cases. Now, are you doing propositions as well? Because I haven't seen the propositions yet.
Not yet. We started with federal races in all 50 states, and then this year there are 21 states where we researched all of the statewide and state legislative candidates. So that's over 5,000 candidates that we vetted in the last couple of months. I know propositions are important. That's in the future. The other thing that's important, we just started this year, is judges. There are statewide judicial races on the ballot in 24 states where we evaluated and did a deep dive on the judicial philosophy of those candidates. And that's something that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, you're going to find in the more button. And judges are difficult, no doubt. And we saw what happened. We saw what happened in the current confirmation process with Amy Coney Barrett. There's some issues, you know, you can't really find out how they're going to judge on it, because it may come up before the court. It could prejudice a decision. Right. All that sort of thing. And judges kind of know the game. They know how to answer the questions. That's even if they do answer the questions. So they're hard to vet, right?
They are hard to vet. And we've found a few, you know, there are certain types of questions. We've got a specific judicial survey. Some of them answer, some don't. But on top of that, we can go back and read their rulings. We've got some people with a very legal constitutional mind that are doing that deep dive for us and working with experts. And, you know, if we really don't know, we'll rate them insufficient information, because we don't want to project something that's not accurate. We want to be trusted.
Yeah, because on some of the judges here, I'm seeing not evaluated, not evaluated. Is that to your point?
That is partially to the point. We did 5,000 candidates nationwide, and we've been around since 2012. But this is really our pivoting year. Mm. And we get a data service that provides us races further down the ballot than we do our research and vet. So when it's provided by the data service, it says not evaluated, because iVoter Guide did not evaluate them. But there's still a more button, so you can click and still get at least, you know, some information. Go see their website for yourself. It's got some of their background information.
Exactly.
You know, a little bit of information is better than none at all.
That's what I say. I say, you know, even if you got 10%, that's 10% more than you had before, right?
Right.
But even then, it's much more than 10%, even with, you know, maybe in some cases here where, you know, it's scant. But look at, like you said, you make it easy. You click the more button, and you can read it for yourself and decide, okay, if this is somebody that you want to support or not. But this is awesome, Debbie, that, you know, that you do this. You customize it, you know, for my ballot. And, wow, brilliant. I love this.
Well, all your friends and neighbors, thank you. I'm so glad. And you know what? It helps me on those down ballot ones, even though we didn't evaluate it. At least tells me the names of the guys, and I can go Google their name and at least read something.
Yes.
Or, you know, read what's on the website. So, yeah, I'm just a Christian voter that needed this information, and God has really brought together a fabulous team. We just have a couple of a dozen researchers, but they spent 30,000 hours gathering all this research.
God bless them. God bless them for doing this, because this is a big frustration that people in the church today have, is, in number one, voting their values. Number two, as we know, Debbie, which is quite disturbing, and maybe the reason they don't follow up on even you know, registering, because only about 50% of people of faith will actually register. And I'm told that even 50% of those that register actually vote. And maybe the reason they don't is because they just feel like, I don't have all the information. There's I just don't want to go in and check the wrong box. So maybe I'll just stay at home or something. But hey, look, there's no reason to stay at home, because we need an activated citizenry. And iVoter.guide helps you get there.
We've got the letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, with early voting already well underway and has been in some cases for several weeks already, I think it's quite interesting, Debbie, with know that the number one, it seems like the number one request on Google right now is, how do I change my vote?
Oh, no.
Can you believe that?
Oh, no.
Yes. People are realizing, well, can I take my vote back? Is there any way I can change my vote here? And they're Googling it up, so it has a lot of movement and interest right now. So now we go back again, why iVoter Guide is so important, because you've got so many thousands of hours invested, and thank God for you and your team to be this committed since 2012 on behalf of the voters today, especially for voters that want to make sure they're voting their values, because you know, the thing today in our government, you know, our founding fathers said that you know, whether it's propositions or laws, and that should be written up in such a way that anybody could understand them. And fast forward up to, you know, we get up to the era of Obamacare. We got 2,800 pages, and I don't know if you ever tried to read that. Most people's, yeah. I think in all of Congress, I don't even think there were six people, elected officials in our government, that read the 2,800 pages. It was so confusing and purposeful. Jonathan Gruber admitted, he said in a presentation one time, he said, well, the people, American voters, are so stupid. We just purposely made it confusing for them. Well, you know, you succeeded. But I tried to read it on several occasions, and my head exploded each time after I got about four or five pages into it. So, and it's frustrating, because this in a sense, it disenfranchises the voter when they do things like this. And so we need people like yourself and organizations like iVoter Guide to, you know, help us out with the research so that we have a better understanding. Now, this year, understand, as Debbie and I had said earlier, when it comes to propositions, you're going to have to do a little bit of homework yourself, which is good anyway, because we can't give you all the answers. And, you know, and that'll be good work for you. It's a good part of your civic duty to, you know, break it down and understand what's going on with the propositions. But everything from the major candidates to you know, your Senate and your state representatives and also judges as well. Now, break it down a little bit more and help us understand, maybe to get into, you know, some of the, you know, details and the nuance, because your researchers offer a what you call a scorecard. Now, how does that scorecard operate?
Well, we call it an evaluation or a gauge, an evaluation gauge, and it is done by volunteers that we have vetted and we have trained, so we make sure they share our values, and then we teach them, you know, our guidelines. So we set a really high bar for somebody to be evaluated very, very conservative or very liberal. They need to have really put the proof in the pudding, then put them under fire and shown where they stand on issues. But, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit harder. So we tell them, read through their website, read through their social media accounts. These people read through all their Twitter feeds, because they'll see, you know, code words of policies that they support. And then each individual will do some research on what that really means. We give them a way on, we have a back end data gathering website where they make their comments. Each individual will look at about 35 candidates, and then we put them on a panel with 3 to 5 others that look at the same candidates. And then they have to come to consensus and talk about what this candidate has done. I knew he voted on this bill. He sponsored this bill. So that it's really, and then we provide all that data there for the voters.
See, isn't that wonderful? I mean, right there, you just represent to everybody what free speech is all about. You can have people with their different ideas and approaches in a room and come to consensus. This is the way our Constitution works, the way we're supposed to work, not going around invalidating people and kicking them out of the room because you don't agree with their assessment of a particular candidate, right?
Right. Well, and, you know, we do this even in the primary election. So come back and check iVoter Guide out in the primary, because that a lot of times, that's where it's a more difficult choice. You know, in the reason you talk about party platform is in the general election, you're more voting on platform than you are on specific candidates. But the research is still important, and we still provide it for the voters.
Well, I think it's interesting here because, you know, the Democratic National Committee would want us to believe Joe Biden is a moderate. But based on the information that the researchers have put together, I mean, you're indicating that he's as liberal as Kamala Harris.
He may not be quite as liberal as Kamala. She's the most liberal senator, but he's being pulled to the left. You know, I look back at when Trump nominated Pence. And I was really, nobody really knew where Trump stood, but I'm like, but he nominated Pence. And man, that guy's record was strong. Well, Biden's done the same thing. I think Pence pulled Trump to the right. I think Kamala's going to pull Biden to the left.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and additional information, of course, then you look into the background to substantiate some of this stuff. So you're able to kind of navigate around the rhetoric and the political speak, right?
The whole goal is to cut through the rhetoric, to not have to depend on what the candidates say, what the party says, but to just to get to the data, to get to the truth of what each candidate stands for and how they'll vote if they're elected.
Well, I like also you note endorsements, all right? So whatever endorsements they've been able to garner, that's listed. Contributions, is that in terms of election contributions and if they're getting some, you know, money from, you know, particular outside interests or what are you telling us there?
So, you know, what somebody does with their pocketbook really tells a lot about what's important to them. So we've downloaded the campaign finance from the Federal Election Commission, as well as from the state reporting agencies in the states where we've gone down ballot, and looked for ideological donors. So, National Right to Life, Planned Parenthood, NRA, George Soros, both conservative and liberal. And we're not giving you amounts that they've given or received, but we're trying to pull out those ideological donors. And that's something our panelists really look at closely, because you can tell a lot by who's supporting them.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if they're being supported by liberal people, well, you know, again, that's going to be a pull, you know, for them when it comes to policy and decisions that they make within their administration, correct?
Completely, yes.
Yeah, that's what follows. Well, anything else we should know about iVoter Guide?
Well, there's all kinds of resources. You can sign up for our email list if you want to be notified of when other future elections come up, maybe next primary season. Please go get your personalized ballot. We've got resources if you want to pass it out at church. Go to our ACT page in our top menu. We've got resources if you want to pass out flyers in your neighborhood this last week. If the information is valuable to you, share it with other people. We just want people to be informed and to vote wisely.
So Debbie, are you getting any resistance? Are you getting a resistance from, you know, churches on this? Because we still have a little bit of that shadow from the Johnson Amendment, though Donald Trump had rejected it and negated it and took it out of play. I think pastors of churches are still nervous about it.
I think they are, and some of them just don't want to be involved in politics. I think they, you know, the ostrich with its head in the sand.
Yeah.
We have on our church resource page, you know, information we worked with First Liberty to get of what churches can and can't do. You could give that to your pastor. It is certainly permissible to pass out our flyers in church, because we're not telling you who to vote for.
Exactly.
We don't endorse candidates. We just give voters the tools to decide for themselves.
Well, I say iVoter Guide is your one-stop resource for election information, from election dates, voter registration, deadlines, polling locations. And it goes beyond this because, once we're through this, believe it or not, you can take a breather for a moment, even though we may not find out. It looks like, by all the indications, we may not find out who will be elected, the evening of November 3rd. May take a couple extra days. All that to just say is that, hey, then maybe for that weekend we can breathe a little bit, but then get ready. We got primaries coming again, right?
Completely, yeah. And we're already, you know, transitioning our vision to what are we going to cover in 2021 and 2022, looking at school board elections, more judicial races, and it all depends on, you know, financing and support that we get from our donors. So if you find it helpful, you could help us out.
Well, yes, absolutely. By all means, help out, because it's not only time, but, you know, the resources and the investment that, that this takes in order to, make this available, in this case, people of faith. But I think, you know, even if somebody is not necessarily, they go to your church, but, you know, we still have 80% of America saying they believe in God. So they should be able to make wise choices as well. And this could be a tool for them as well, don't you think?
Yeah, well, our goal is to help them be good stewards of their
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take
advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looters destroyed Philadelphia businesses during a second night of unrest Tuesday. It all started Monday afternoon in West Philly when 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. came at arriving officers with a knife. He was ordered to drop the knife. Mr. Wallace ignored commands and kept coming at police before being shot. Walter Wallace Sr. tells 6 Action News in Philadelphia, COVID-19 is partially to blame.
We all got mental illness between COVID-19 and all this other thing. Mental illness come in, especially when you see people die and call it invisible death. We got to get a cure for this virus.
Both officers involved were wearing body cameras. Hurricane Zeta is at New Orleans' front door this hour. The fortunate aspect, this is a fairly fast-moving storm and should be moving inland fairly quickly. Reported winds are 90 miles an hour. The ocean swells are 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got Reverend Johnny Moore joining us. We're going to be talking about his new book, Next Jihad, Stop the Christian Genocide in Africa. He and Rabbi Abraham Cooper have come together to present the Next Jihad. And this is a powerful book because it brings into focus something that's greatly overlooked, especially with all that we're dealing with, this pandemic viral war that we've been dealing with, the political season and all. But meanwhile, while we're dealing with this, real lives are being destroyed in Africa. News of Christians being killed overseas occasionally makes the headlines, but it's rarely covered by mainstream media and often quickly fades away. While the world has been fixated on jihadist threats in the Middle East, terrorists from Nigeria to Kenya have had free rein to massacre on a scale far beyond that of terrorists in Iraq and Syria. Reverend Johnny Moore, good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the book. This is a cry that needs to go, from not only America, but around the world, does it not?
It is, Bill. And let me just say, I appreciate what you have done and the light that you've shown on this issue consistently for a long time. But you're exactly right. I mean, I think most Christians in the United States would be surprised to learn that the terrorist in Nigeria has killed more Christians than ISIS did at its height in Iraq and Syria. So we went there. The rabbi and I have two different religions. We live on two different parts of the country. We're separated by at least a full generation. But right before COVID-19 shut down the world, we flew to Nigeria. We sat down with victims for days, and we just heard the worst stories we've heard in our entire life. And we promised them that we would tell their stories. And that's what the Next Jihad is. It's the stories of the victims, what must be done, and an appeal to do it now.
This is a modern-day Holocaust, is it not?
you know, what was shocking to me was to sit with a rabbi and, you know, who has spent his entire life tracking down perpetrators of the Holocaust, and, you know, one of the leading Jewish human rights organizations in the world, and listening as victims told us about the terrorists pulling over cars and freeing the Muslims, and yet kidnapping the Christian women and killing the Christian men. And it was a selection process. And the rabbi actually writes that in the book. And we've talked about it several times. I mean, this type of selection process was something that definitely harkened back to that terrible moment in history. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I mean, it was the Simon Wiesenthal Center that was the first organization to say in 2014 that ISIS was committing genocide against Christians in Iraq and Syria, a Jewish organization, even before Christian organizations were acknowledging and recognizing that. And I felt a bit of deja vu, you know, as I was walking through those streets in Nigeria, the largest country in Africa, the largest economy in Africa, the 10th largest oil reserves in the entire world. And yet hundreds and hundreds of churches have been destroyed. Tens of thousands of people have been kidnapped and killed. It is just about the worst situation in the world, and I'm not sure why, but people aren't paying attention.
Johnny, I can imagine for you, this must have impacted you deeply to see this, to come face to face, and this is probably why the rabbi wanted you to come along, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you sit and hear these stories, Bill, we sat with a young woman in February. She had just been freed a couple of weeks before. You know, sitting next to her was her pastor. You know, she'd been kidnapped over Christmas on her way to see relatives, and she gave the only number she knew in order to call for help was her pastor. And so the terrorist that kidnapped her called her pastor, and this little village pastor had sold everything that he had and was somehow able to ransom her and get her free. And we're sitting there with a pastor and this recently freed Christian woman, enslaved only because of her faith. And then the pastor, we start asking him questions. Turns out the pastor was on his second burned down church. And we were asking him, like, why do you stay? Like, you could go to another place. And he looked at us in the eyes and he said, these are the people that God has given me to care for. How can I leave? And you just find your whole life changed sitting with these with these giants. But the fact is, Bill, that we named the book The Next Jihad for a reason. You know, this is the next round of type of terror we've become accustomed to in our world. And look, this is a democracy. It's an ally of the United States of America. It's a very, very important country. We're not saying it shouldn't be. What we are saying is the Nigerian government needs to do more now, or they need to be held accountable for not doing it.
Where's the United Nations on this, Johnny?
You know, they're always asleep at the wheel on these issues. Nigeria is an incredibly corrupt country, and when it comes to some of the aid and the country and the UN's involved in that, and in certain aspects, but they've been largely quiet. I mean, in fact, the one thing that we say in the book is, you know, there's this huge debate about why this stuff is happening. Is it about religion? Is it about, you know, the tribal issues? All of these things. And a lot of the people in the UN and in universities, they all spend all their energy arguing about why this is happening. And we have an opinion as to why it's happening, and it involves religion more than people want to acknowledge. But it's an irrelevant question. I mean, people are dying, like, right
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly.
Someone will
right.
die while we're talking. Like, stop arguing about why and get in there and help these people.
And do something about it, because it really is a fundamental issue. I mean, even beyond the Christianity, it's just the idea that somebody is looking upon a fellow human being as less than, and it's okay to murder them. It's okay to have your way with them, maybe in this case in the name of Allah, but maybe in other, you know, for other reasons. But nonetheless, the bottom line is the reason they're doing this is because they think, you know, certain people are unworthy.
Yeah, and the perpetrators think they can get away with it. And look, I mean, we met plenty of Muslims that are grieved by what's happening to their Christian neighbors. We write in the book a story about an imam who stopped the terrorists at the gates of his village and his Christians and his mosque. Like, you know, they're you know, we're not at all saying that every Muslim is a terrorist in Nigeria.
Right. No, I understand.
What we are saying, though, is that the government needs to do more. And it happens to be a government now whose president is a Muslim and whose cabinet is almost entirely Muslim. Mm-hmm. And they need to take their religious ideology back from these terrorists. But ultimately, I mean, what is the job of the government? It's security. It's to keep
exactly
people safe. Mm-hmm. And they're failing at this. And unfortunately, it imperils the whole world, because if Nigeria, or even a portion of Nigeria, were to fail, to become a failing state, I mean, this is the refugee crisis, the economic and security repercussions are almost incomprehensible. I mean, we could see the failure of the whole western part of Africa.
How many people are you talking about here, Johnny, in Nigeria?
200 million people, almost half Christian, half Muslim, split right down the center. The terrorist activity, you know, was largely in the northeast of the country. It spread to the northeast, northwest, and now the center part of the country, and all the countries around it up in the northeast are all facing terrorist insurgencies. And so you see the handwriting on the wall.
Exactly.
The situation is decaying fast.
Well, when you say a failed state, 200 million people, that's unimaginable to think of what would happen. I mean, the lives of 200 million people, this would be devastating. And here it is, we're at a point where, with some encouragement, whether it's imams in the area, local people realizing, they need some encouragement. They need some, they probably, in, like you say, you're talking to them, and they understand that this is not a good thing, and that people are being murdered, because just like in any other in any other history of civilization, it may happen to your neighbor, but sooner or later it comes knocking on your door, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's a really powerful quote in the introduction of the book where we quote Winston Churchill, and he basically said just that. You know, everyone's appeasing and appeasing and appeasing, you know, but you know, there comes a time for action. And fortunately, this is a democracy. I mean, nobody is saying that the blood of American soldiers ought to be, you know, sent spilled on the grounds of Nigeria. None of this stuff is the case. What is the case is you have an incredibly important ally of the United States. The United Kingdom gives £1 million a day.
Wow.
to Nigeria. Well, now, you know, the Nigerian government needs to step up and do their part. And, you know, there's still a little bit of time, but there's not much time.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Reverend Johnny Moore. He and Rabbi Abraham Cooper have given us the book, The Next Jihad, and we'll get into more details on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Today, man, Many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Reverend Johnny Moore continues. Johnny's a noted speaker, author, and human rights activist. He serves as the president of Congress of Christian Leaders and is the founder of the Kairos Company, one of America's leading boutique communications consultancies. He's best known for his extensive multi-faith work on the intersection of faith and foreign policy throughout the world, but especially in the Middle East. Johnny, you and the rabbi Abraham Cooper came together to write this book, The Next Jihad, Stop the Christian Genocide in Africa. And as we know from history, it may start with the Christians. I mean, for Rabbi Abraham Cooper, he knew it started with the Jews, but he has known historically what happened, and certainly within the Jewish culture, it starts with those that are designated as less than, that are incompatible with the ruling power. They start to be eliminated, and before you know it, you have a Holocaust of immeasurable dimension that takes place. And this is the warning that you're sounding. But even now, it is horrific what is going on in this area that you and the rabbi said, look, we've got to go and see it for ourselves firsthand, talk to the people on the ground, and get their stories, right?
That's right. And it was the rabbi that asked me to go. And I think this is a really, really powerful thing. I mean, he's not a Christian, you know, but he was saying, where are the Christian voices, on this? And so,
yes.
And so we went together. You know, and also, Bill, I mean, I think it's important that we need to be having this conversation in the United States of America. I mean, we're in the middle of an election. We get lots of things going on, and in the previous administration, I mean, the Obama and Biden administration resisted designating Boko Haram as a terrorist organization. I mean, like we write about this in the book. Like, that's a question Joe Biden should be asked. President Trump has built an incredible relationship with Nigeria, deployed all kinds of aid promoting religious freedom. It'll be interesting to see, what President Trump, if he wins re-election, will do in the next administration. Because whoever's president come January, all the indications are that one of the great challenges they will face is a destabilization of parts of Africa's largest country.
Well, Johnny, you bring something to mind here in the conversation that has to do with our own perspective. because of COVID, other issues, in social injustice issues. We have buildings being burned on American streets right now. This narrative that's going on, we're so introspective that it's just giving more room for the jihadis to do and to perpetrate this kind of murder and genocide in Africa, is it not?
Yeah, and they exploit all of this. And so, you know, the poverty in the northeast of Nigeria, you know, has created a fertile ground for training terrorists. I mean, it all goes together. There are 10.5 million children in Nigeria out of school right now. I mean, this is a nightmare.
Yes.
And this is where it all has to go hand in hand. Humanitarian assistance and security assistance and all of these pieces matter in the equation.
Well, as you say, education is critical. And when you've got them, how long have they been out of school or there's no school?
In some cases for years.
Yes.
Years. Oh, I mean, you know, there's one state in the northeast of Nigeria where like 700 churches, many of the Christian schools, you know, that were once educating, you know, lots and lots of young people, they've all been destroyed. I mean, it's a very, very bad situation.
Not I hope people are hearing what you're saying here, Johnny, because, again, what we've gone through with COVID, locking down schools and understanding, you know, all the sociologists and all the wise men have realized that we can't have our children out of school not being educated because, as some are realizing, it atrophies the brain. Well, imagine what it must be doing to these young people there in Africa. And they've been going on with years. Are they going to be easily duped and become, you know, the new weapons of the jihad?
And the terrorists coming into their towns and raising their houses and burning down their churches and threatening people and their parents are already poor. Like, this is the kindling for a fire that is already blinking red.
Well, and we know we serve a mighty God, and he's not going to stand for this. Something's got to give. Share with us more, Johnny, some of the personal stories that you were able to pick up while you were there.
Yeah, I mean, we met a 9-year-old orphan girl. Like, everyone in her family had been killed by jihadists. Every single person.
And she's 9 years old right now.
Nine years old. Yeah, there's nothing left in the world. I mean, we met with a whole village. I mean, literally, the leaders of the village came to see us in the privacy of a hotel room. Mm. 20 adult men, strong, hardworking men. Their village had been destroyed just a few weeks before, and they had shock still on their faces. And they talked about the terrorists arriving in the middle of the night, yelling "Allahu Akbar" as they went from house to house. Their daughters had been kidnapped. Their wives had been, in some cases, kidnapped and killed. And we're just standing there in this room filled with these people. There's an 18-year-old seminarian, you know, Michael Nadi, who early in all everything I'm saying has happened in the last, like, you know, 8 months, 10 uh-huh. months. You know, Michael was an 18-year-old seminarian. The terrorists came in the middle of the night. They invaded the seminary. They kidnapped five of them. They let three go. They didn't let Michael go. And why didn't they let Michael go? Well, we've since learned that the person who killed him because Michael wouldn't stop talking about his faith. He said, "He was driving me crazy, preaching his gospel, and so I killed him." I mean, it's just story after story. One of the leaders of Nigeria, the Christian movement in Nigeria, was beheaded just about six months ago. And we quote his wife and his son in the book, and they tell the story about how their father had prepared them for what he felt was an inevitable day for a Christian leader like himself in that part of Nigeria. A democracy, the largest country in Africa, the 10th largest oil reserves, all of this happening right underneath our noses.
How many other 9-year-old girls are out there subjected to this, and what would their future look like if there's nobody there to come and save them? I imagine human trafficking, sexual abuse, everything that goes along with the debasement of humanity is on full display in this next jihad, right?
You ask how many. No one knows. We're talking about tens of thousands. In fact, it's even worse than that. I mean, the jihadists, just a few years ago, there was a UN report that cited circumstances like of over 100 children whom the jihadists had kidnapped and strapped suicide bombs to and let them loose in the streets, blowing up the children in order to kill other people. I mean, it is really crazy. And this is why, you know, we write a whole chapter that entitled The Moral Imperative to Act. Mm-hmm. We want to take this burden of knowledge and put it on the shoulders of people. And despite everything going on in this country and all the distractions, this crazy, frenetic political season that we're in, it just puts things in context a little bit. And by the way, if you're a Christian like I am, mm-hmm. like these are our brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
Part of the family. We can't neglect them.
Well, even still, I mean, they're part of the family of God. They're God's creation. And even more so, the Bible says that we're supposed to demonstrate even additional kindness for people of the faith, but even at large, I mean, fellow human beings, and I appreciate the heart of Rabbi Abraham Cooper in this, in saying, look at, you know, something has to be done. And, Johnny, I'm so touched that, you know, you'd come on the show here to tell us about this and talk about your book, but you're exactly right. Something has to be done. And as much as it would count on any one of us, we need to, we need to bring the light in a big way, especially here we are in America. I mean, here we worry about what we're going to have for dinner tonight and, you know, what's in the refrigerator and here what is happening to these people. And, you know, a 9-year-old girl, what's her future as a young 9-year-old, who's going to support her? Who's going to help? Who's going to help her? You know, and all these other families have been devastated, whose breadwinners, whose leader of the families have been murdered, all in the name of Jesus, because they believe in the Savior. You're exactly right. This has to stop, and we got to do what it takes in order to bring light on this and bring, you know, all the political pressure that we can. But as I mentioned earlier, we've become so introspective here in America that it's caused us to drop our guard and to do the very thing that God has called us. I believe the reason that America exists is that we are, whether it's Israel's big brother, we're the big brother of the nations, are we not?
I think this is why God has blessed the United States. I mean, unlike any other nation in history, you know, we've decided to take up these causes. And I think it's our Judeo-Christian foundation, which sees, as you said, you know, in every single human being, the image of God. And we have been, not just relying on government to do it, but as individuals.
Yes.
You know, back when ISIS was taking out Christians in Iraq and Syria, I mean, you had thousands and thousands of churches in America providing assistance to those Christians, you know, and I don't know what it is. We don't pay attention to Africa in the same way we do the Middle East. We don't have a lot of cognizance of Nigeria. Maybe it's because there's so many Christians in Nigeria. But
The reporting is anemic, and this is what's so significant about your book, what you and Rabbi Abraham Cooper have done with The Next Jihad, Stop the Christian Genocide in Africa. We've got to wrap things up, Johnny. Look forward. You're welcome back. We've got to keep this in front of the people, and you're welcome back to give us an update, because we need to keep this information and this story, these stories, in front of Americans so that we can put some political pressure on our politicians, but also be in prayer and the churches to come together in a big way. They may be locked down because of COVID, but they're not locked down to the point that they can't be about the Father's will. Reverend Johnny Moore has been our guest. Johnny, thank you so much. God bless. How can people be in touch with you?
Go to nextjihad.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.